Hello, writer friends. Welcome to episode number 15 of the Write It podcast. This is your host, Deanna Martinez Bay. I am an author. I currently have 16 books published, and I'm always working on something new. Aren't we all? So today, I would like to talk about the first draft. What is the first draft? And what the heck do I do when I'm done writing it? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. So if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you are a writer or you want to become one. So congratulations on following your writing dreams. And I mean that with my whole heart. So many people desire to write and never get around to actually doing it. So I am giving you props for being here and getting around to doing it. So let's talk about the first draft of your book. Okay, what is the first draft? Well, the first draft is the original manuscript. So you might be thinking, now that I have written my book, it's ready to be submitted to agents and publishers. Well, hold on just a minute. Before you click send, print out your pages and let them sit on your desk for a day or three. Yep, just let them sit there staring you in the face. Don't look at them, don't touch them, just leave them there. I mean it. This is what I do. After a few days, go back and begin to read your book. Read the pages. Have a red pen handy, or in my case, I use pink, because there are going to be story, grammatical, and spelling changes that you are going to make. So while you're reading through your book, mark your changes as you go. That's why I told you to have your red pen handy. And then go back to your computer after you read through the whole printed manuscript and you make all your changes. Go back to your computer and apply the changes to your document. Okay? So after this step is complete, you have two choices. Move forward with your submissions, or have someone else proofread it for you. All right, did you hear me? So, my personal choice would be to have someone else proofread it for me, because you can never have too many eyes on a manuscript. But here's the thing. So typically what I do, or you can hire an editor. You can hire a copy editor also to do it for you. You could also, like I said, have other people read it for you. Now this is after you've already gone through and made all of the changes that you see with your eyes. Have people read it for you and then go through and make their changes. And then you can read through their changes and decide if they're legit. And if they are, you could go back to your original document and make the changes. But I do recommend having others proofread it after you've already done it. Because in our mind, we know what we're trying to say in the written manuscript. So in our mind is going to read things the way we intend it to come across, but not necessarily the correct way, if that makes sense. So hire an editor or have several other people look through your manuscript. I personally discourage publishing a book without having it edited, because your readers are going to pick up on the errors and they're going to say, was this book even edited? Now look, I edit my books and I have my books edited. Okay? And I have still had people leave comments like, did this author even have this work edited? Yes. But things do slip through the cracks. So it's important to maintain professionalism when we publish our books and make sure that as many errors have been corrected as possible. So, to answer the question that I proposed at the beginning of this episode, what is the first draft? It's just that. It's the first draft, not the final copy. So, I hope that you found this episode helpful in your journey as an author. Something else that I invest in is the paid version of Grammarly, because not only do I print out my pages, leave them staring me in the face for several days before taking my pink pen and making corrections, but before I get to that point, I run the entire book chapter by chapter, because you can only put so many words up at a time in Grammarly. But I run it through one chapter at a time through Grammarly, and I make changes first before I even print it out and make changes again. I'm telling you, you can never have too many eyes on a manuscript looking for those errors, because by time it gets to the reader, we as authors want it to be as perfect as possible. So here's a couple of little tips. I wasn't planning on going here today, but it seems like this is where the episode is going. So you always want to check for proper punctuation, proper capitalization, proper grammar, and you want to read through it very slowly, because Grammarly may not catch incorrect words. And what I mean by that is, you might be trying to write the word two, T-W-O, but maybe you put T-O, and Grammarly may not catch that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or something to that effect. Or you may have a main character, and her name is Sam, capital S-A-M, and halfway through the book, you put her name is Pam, capital P-A-M, and Grammarly is not going to catch that. One time I was copy editing a book for another author, and they were using the word sheriff, and sometimes they would capitalize the word sheriff with a capital S, and sometimes they would not. It would have a lowercase s, but that was up to me, the human, to catch, because Grammarly may not catch that. But I do have to say that the paid subscription for Grammarly is excellent. I really, really like it, and I do recommend it. So hopefully that's given you guys a new perspective on editing, which I promise I did not intend this episode to go that way today. It's just kind of how it went, but I'm glad that we covered it, because I really feel in my heart that it'll help somebody out there. So if you ever have any questions pertaining to anything that I discuss in my episodes, I encourage you to reach out. My email address is book.writer.deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, @gmail.com. You are always welcome to shoot me an email. I also have a Facebook group. The Inner Writing Circle with author Deanna Martinez Bay. I mean, you'd think I'd know the name of my own group, right? But I recently changed it. So anyway, if you put that in, it'll come up. But I encourage other authors to share their books in my group. The only thing that I ask is that you message me and ask me permission first. This way I will accept it and not decline your post. So I'm all about helping other authors and finding ways for us to grow. So I hope you've grown from this episode today. I've enjoyed sharing these little bits and pieces of what I've learned along the way. And like I said, if you ever have any questions, head on over to my Facebook group, shoot me a message, or just post the question right there in the group, whatever you like. Happy writing, friends.